Grant request.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is from Lewis Historical Society. They are requesting $7,500 to help with the capital cost of Lewis History Museum. The society ran a $3 million capital campaign to fund museum exhibits, renovations, and staffing for 3 years. There have been no past grants for this project, and Mr. Burton placed on the agenda.
Mr. Burton.
I think the Lewis Historical Society does a great job, and my motion would be for $1,830.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Burton, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,830 from Mr. Burton's councilmatic account to Lewis Historical Society for the Lewis History Museum. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next one is Amateur Athletic Union of the United States is requesting $25,000 for the Woodbridge Pride cheerleading to improve their building with restrooms for their participants. In their third year, the organization has maintained 100 youth participants. Their program teaches cheer, tumbling, dance, while focusing on academics and promoting positive social skills and character. There have been no past grants for this project. Mr. Wilson placed on the agenda.
Mr. Wilson.
What's this for?
The Woodbridge Pride cheerleading.
Woodbridge cheerleading, Pride cheerleading group.
They want $25,000.
They've got a facility, got to put bathrooms in it.
Not cross-gendered is.
I have no idea about that.
$500.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Burton. Grant $500, Mr. Wilson's councilmatic account, to the Amateur Athletic Union of the United States for the Woodbridge Pride cheerleading. Any questions?
Yeah, I do.
Mr. Arlett.
I know this is obviously nonprofit. You've done your due diligence, I'm certain, on that one. But is there any affiliation with the school?
They're separate. They're separate from the school.
Are the students majority from this?
From that area, correct.
From that area, but yes. Not necessarily. We don't know if they're from that school or not.
No, I didn't. I know they're from Sussex County and from that area, but.
I mean, it's a separate building, so it's a for nonprofit versus for profit.
Correct. Well, school's nonprofit as
right.
Well.
We're not giving it to the school.
No.
No, I understand that. Okay.
Take a vote, Mr. Burton. Mr. Burton. Mr. Arlett.
I will say yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Next one is the Music School of Delaware is requesting $1,000 to help fund their diverse music program. The school strives to provide excellence in music education training experience for people of all ages and levels of ability. There have been no past grants to this organization. Mr. Burton placed on the agenda.
My motion would be for $1,000 for the Music School of Delaware.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 from Mr. Burton's councilmatic account to Music School of Delaware for music programming in Sussex County. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I have the motion carried.
Okay, the last one is the Seaford Historical Society is requesting support for the Ross Station building project. There is no specific amount requested. They have received $775,000 for the $1.2 million project. The funding from County Council will be used for the parking area near the new building. There have been no past grants for this project, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Make a motion. We had $7,500 from my account.
So moved, Mr.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second.
Second.
Mr. Wilson to grant $7,500 from my councilmatic account to Seaford Historical Society for the Ross Mansion expansion. Questions on the motion?
Make it even, I'll give them $500 a month.
Make $8,000 then. Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $8,000, being $7,500 from Mr. Wilson, excuse me, from my account, $500 from Mr. Wilson's account, for a total of $8,000. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore, introduction proposed zoning ordinances.
There are none, Mr. President.
That's good. Council member comments. Council member comment, Mr. Cole.
Question, Mr. Moore. I'm getting a number of emails and different things, and I guess I don't know if I can't remember if we've been officially notified, but on the application where they've been talking about revising the site plan since we've had the public hearing. What is your opinion on, because I got people questioning and challenging, wanting to open things up and this and that. What is your opinion on any revision of a site plan after a county council's public hearing?
Mr. Vincent and I, excuse me, have had several communications about this. As you may recall, Mr. Vincent was at the public hearing when it occurred.
Robertson.
Robertson, excuse me. Vince Robertson.
It's very easy to confuse them.
Thank you.
One is younger than the other.
And we have had numerous conversations concerning that, and it's our feeling at this point that the council would make its any action on the record that was established at the public hearing, because the public hearing was kept open for the sole purpose because there were some changes on the slides that were shown at the public hearing that was different than what the public had seen. So it was the purposes for them to see that, not for a whole new plan. So it would be based upon what was presented at the public hearing, because otherwise the public has no way to comment on that.
Right. Otherwise we'd have to open it up and go through, and we haven't done that in the past. And so, okay, so we aren't setting any new precedents. Thank you for that explanation.
More comments from council?
Just two things, Mr. President. And that would be, number one, is this is it for the fiscal year, right? This is it. So I would commend and congratulate, I think, this council, and I think all the county employees. I think we came in below budget, yes? So we were, yet again, very responsible to taxpayers' dollars this fiscal year. So I think it should be commended, don't you think? Well, I think it should be publicly announced that we did good. And the residents of this county are served very well, I think, from this council and the employees, all 500 and some odd employees that this county has employed. And so that was a public comment number one. And public comment number two is good luck to the Service Academy appointees and all high school graduates as they head off to college and venture into their new world. And thoughts and prayers to those parents, to include my wife, that are about to be empty nesters. So, because it's not an easy task for, so I just wanted to publicly announce all of those that are about to venture down this pathway. There you go, I'm done.
Any more comments from council? Take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion for Mr. Arlett, second Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. We're now adjourned. Thank you.